Here's why one of those illegal workers decided to leave.
A lot of time when the police was driving behind me, start checking my body, stop breathing.
Josie is still afraid of getting deported, so we agreed not to use her last name. The summer SB 1070 became law, she left the Phoenix area with her husband, two children, and a cockatoo.
Oh, did you love me, Bernie?
The most controversial part of SB 1070 would require police to check the immigration status of those they believe are in the country illegally. A federal judge blocked that provision, but Josie was still so nervous driving that she says she once hyperventilated and lost consciousness on the road. She moved to New Mexico, where illegal immigrants can get driver's licenses. Her husband rekindled his catering business, and Josie is cleaning houses again.
New Mexico offered me opportunities. Give me a hug. I'm going to do something for New Mexico. I'm going to tell my kids do something good for New Mexico.
Compare New Mexico to Arizona.
Big difference.
Recent data from the Department of Homeland Security show Arizona's illegal immigrant population has fallen by roughly 100,000 since 2009. For statistical reasons, the agency warns against making year-by-year comparisons. Still,
there are a lot of indications that the unauthorized population in Arizona has dropped.
Jeffrey Pussell is a demographer with the Pew Hispanic Center, a group that tracks the population of illegal immigrants nationally.
But it's very difficult to say how much it's decreased and why it dropped.
That's because in the midst of this immigration debate, the state's economy was in a tailspin. Jobs vaporized in Arizona's massive construction industry where immigrants tend to work. So it's hard to know what prompted those workers to leave. But economists predict that when and if the economy here improves, there's going to be a significant labor shortage by tens of thousands of workers. Dennis Hoffman is an economist at Arizona State University.
We're going to have to reward people that engage in hard labor. If we do that with a domestic labor force, it's going to cost more.
And that would be just fine, according to SB 1070 supporters like Mike Widmeyer.
The biggest problem is that the undocumented workers and such keep the wages much lower than they should be.
Widmeyer had been in the construction business for most of his career. When the recession hit, he closed his small contracting business. Widmeyer says he couldn't land jobs when other employers still paid workers under the table.
When they're beating you by 25-30%, you just can't compete.
So if SB 1070 forced illegal workers to leave, he says it's a victory for the local construction industry.
Wages get up. Hopefully the younger generations, we can start to draw them back into construction.
Rojizo, tranquil. Here they come.
And there is some evidence the atmosphere created by the state's immigration crackdown has impacted the local population, people who live here legally.
My name is Allison Gomez. Licensed professional counselor who's married to a man from Mexico.
Allison Gomez is U.S. born. She lives in the Phoenix suburb of Surprise with these rowdy dogs. And that man she's married to worked in construction illegally for a long time. His papers are in order now, but for the Gomez family, the damage can't be repaired. She says SB 1070 makes her feel unwelcome. Much of her community has already left.
One brother-in-law went to Canada with papers. One brother-in-law went back to Mexico. Several of our farm worker friends went to California.
Gomez will be the next to leave. Her husband's children from another marriage are coming legally from Mexico to live with them. She doesn't want them here.
Things have gotten really scary, and so we want to move out of the state.
Gomez has her eye on North Carolina, where she's heard of good jobs and friendlier laws toward immigrants. If the plan works out, Gomez and her family will be gone by 2014. In Phoenix, I'm Peter O'Dowd.